to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. When I saw my phone light up yesterday with breaking news that the Supreme Court had upheld religious freedom, religious liberty, and defended the Peace Cross in Maryland, I was pleased. I'm not going to kid you. I was very happy with that. I watched social media. A lot of people were very happy with that. What it showed them is that elections have consequences. Who's on the Supreme Court has real ramifications, although it appears that even if Donald Trump hadn't been elected, it would have made it through anyway. The vote was 7-2. So, but a big ruling. Joining me now is David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. The Great Lakes Justice Center filed an amicus brief in this case, David. You must be pleased with the outcome. And then tell us a bit about your amicus brief and were parts of that argument considered in the final decision?
Sure. It's always great to be with you, Steve.
Thank you.
We're very pleased with the decision that came out yesterday. And it was a 7-2 decision, although there was a real mishmash of different opinions. But the bottom line is that seven of the justices agreed that in the historical context and taking all the factors into consideration, that monument was appropriate and did not need to be torn down. Six out of the nine total justices either criticized or came right out and said the Lemon test should be thrown out. And that's been something that the Great Lakes Justice Center has been advocating for a number of years now in amicus briefs we've been filing from cases with the Supreme Court.
Now, it's important, David.
Colorado Baker.
Yeah, I need to jump in here. It's important for the listeners to understand the Lemon test. You and I have talked about it many times, but real quickly, give me a thumbnail sketch. What is the Lemon test and why have you worked so hard to get rid of it?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. It's a three-pronged test. It says the Supreme Court back in 1971 in a case, Lemon versus Kurtzman, said that any statute being challenged for religious grounds, First Amendment grounds, had to have a secular purpose. Secondly, it had to neither inhibit or advance religion. It could not advance religion. And third, there could not be any excessive entanglement in the enforcement of that statute between government and religion. Unfortunately, over the years, that second prong, the part about advancing religion, became paramount. And pretty much anything that the court felt was even favorable toward religion was getting knocked out. And so it was a very, very strident kind of test. And that's why you saw groups like the American Humanist Association, the ACLU, and other groups attacking religious symbols and prayer in schools and all kinds of things based on this test.
Basically, they were given a license to do so. You know, basically, they were given a license to do so by the Lemon Test in 1971. So everything that was religious, even peripherally, became a target, right?
Right, exactly. And so that's what we've been advocating, and we did in our brief in this case. Said to the justices, hey, this test is just not feasible to keep applying. You need to change it. And so six out of the nine either criticized it or came right out and said we should get rid of the Lemon Test. Justice Thomas said that very clearly. And Justice Gorsuch did also by criticizing. He called the Lemon Test a misadventure, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
However, you know, Justice Kagan, who approved of the decision in this case with the cross, did not go so far as to say, well, we should get rid of Lemon. So that's why it's six out of the nine justices.
So the two dissenting judges, Ginsburg and Sotomayor, where do you classify those folks? Out of touch? Are they reading the statutes properly? Are they just being activist judges? What do you make of it?
Well, they're taking the Lemon Test and applying it faithfully the way it's been applied by the court over the last 50 years. And so they just agreed that it should continue that way. And that's why they were saying the cross as an inherently religious symbol should not be allowed on government property.
David Coleman here from the Great Lakes Justice Center. David, let me ask you this. You filed a number of amicus briefs in the Supreme Court, and you see where we're going with some of these decisions coming down on the conservative side of the bench. But remaining with the Peace Cross for a moment more, the way it was read to me, and you and I discussed this yesterday, it seems to me it's historic in nature. It's been there for almost 100 years, the Peace Cross there in Maryland. But if you wanted to build the same statue today, the same symbol today, based on what the Supreme Court said here, it's not clear to me whether they would allow that or not allow that.
Yeah, that is a little murky. But as you read the whole opinion, Steve, I don't think it's that cut and dry. Oh, if you have a monument that's over 100 years old, it stays. If you have one built last year, it goes. The court was pretty clear to say, look, the age and how it's been used over the years and its setting is important. But they also said, the court said, we should look at all historical precedent. What has our founding fathers done? What have, you know, they hearken back to George Washington and many other things that have been done over our history as a country. And they say as long as a monument today is consistent with those principles, it would still be upheld. So my initial reaction was like yours, that, well, I think they're saying you can't build anything new nowadays. But actually, as you read the opinion, that's not what they say. And in fact, Justice Gorsuch, in his concurring opinion, says that very clearly, that you have to look at just all the historical factors involved. And as long as a new monument comports with that or is consistent with that, then we'll allow that to stand.
It has to be a very satisfying. It has to be a very satisfying decision for you and everybody at the Great Lakes Justice Center to have this decision come down the way it did. Obviously, you're battling for religious liberty and freedom every day at the Great Lakes Justice Center. It's kind of a cornerstone of who you are. It's got to be a pretty good day. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Well, I want to read Justice Alito's quote because I think this sums it up from his opinion. He says this, quote, a government that roams the land, tearing down monuments with religious symbolism and scrubbing away any reference to the divine will strike many as aggressively hostile towards religion. And I think that sums up this case. And when you tie this in with a Colorado Baker case, the Colorado guy won his case because of hostility toward his religious faith. These opinions
big decision.
Are very consistent with each other.
Yeah, big decisions.
Big decision. We're really happy.
David Coleman really happy from the Great Lakes Justice Center, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on, Steve. Always a pleasure.
We'll be right back.